Job 3:8:1. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, 3:8:2. Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? 3:8:3. Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. 3:8:4. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. 3:8:5. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? 3:8:6. Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? 3:8:7. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. 3:8:8. Or who shut up the sea with doors, when it brake forth, as if it had issued out of the womb? 3:8:9. When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it. 3:8:10. And break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors. 3:8:11. And said, Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further. And here shall thy proud waves be stayed. 3:8:12. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place? 3:8:13. That it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. 3:8:14. It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. 3:8:15. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. 3:8:16. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea? Or hast thou walked in the search of the depth? 3:8:17. Have the gates of death been opened unto thee? Or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? 3:8:18. Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. 3:8:19. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? 3:8:20. That thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the paths to the house thereof. 3:8:21. Knowest thou it, because thou wast then born, or because the number of thy days is great? 3:8:22. Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail? 3:8:23. Which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war. 3:8:24. By what way is the light parted, which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? 3:8:25. Who hath divided a watercourse for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder? 3:8:26. To cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the wilderness wherein there is no man. 3:8:27. To satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth. 3:8:28. Hath the rain a father, or who hath begotten the drops of dew? 3:8:29. Out of whose womb came the ice, and the hoary frost of heaven, who hath gendered it? 3:8:30. The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. 3:8:31. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, or loose the bends of Orion? 3:8:32. Canst thou bring forth Mozroth in his season, or canst thou guide Arcturus with his sons? 3:8:33. Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? 3:8:34. Canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds, that abundance of waters may cover thee? 3:8:35. Canst thou send lightnings, that they may go and say unto thee, Here we are? 3:8:36. Who hath put wisdom in the inward parts, or who hath given understanding to the heart? 3:8:37. Who can number the clouds in wisdom, or who can stay the bottles of heaven? 3:8:38. When the dust groweth into hardness, and the clods cleave fast together. 3:8:39. Wilt thou hunt the prey for the lion, or fill the appetite of the young lions? 3:8:40. When they couch in their dens, and abide in the covert to lie in wait. 3:8:41. Who proveth for the raven his food? When his young ones cry unto God, they wander for lack of meat.